Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Well, winter has an end date for Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering. He did not drive the equipment truck to Arizona. I've been able to confirm that. He's never been given that opportunity, though I think you'd enjoy it, Jeff. I think you'd have a lot of fun.
Oh, no doubt about that. I think that'd be a blast. Good morning, Greg. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yes. Are you wearing red?
Yes, I am wearing red at the moment.
That's now four, I think.
Yes, of course.
We're doing kind of an unofficial tracker. So everybody that we see on TV, local news, national news, like it's kind of a red fest today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I think it's got to be. I don't know if anybody's going to be pinching anybody like St. Patrick's Day, right? If you got to wear green on that particular day. But I'd say that the majority of people are going to be wearing some sort of red. I know my kids, who I'm cooking breakfast for right now. Daughter's got, she's got a heart-shaped dress on, and my son's got a red shirt on. So, yeah, everybody's kind of getting in the feel of it.
All right, so pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. When do Levering, Grindel, Maurer, and Uecker report?
Levering reports 1 week from today. I believe Lane is the day after me. Uke, I believe, is the day after me. And Josh, I believe, is coming down the last day of February is my guess. Because he's still got some college basketball duties to do. I'm finished up. Uke is in his off-season mode, and Lane is as well. So next week is pretty much three out of the four of us are down there.
Been a very busy off-season for sure, Jeff. And as we start to look forward now to the spring, a lot of questions that we have to answer. First and foremost, Pat Murphy takes over as manager. What is the feeling you've gotten so far as to, like, how are we ramping up for this year? What does the Murphy-era Brewers look like starting in 24?
Yeah, I think it's going to look pretty similar to what it's looked like in the past, right? Maybe the clothing style might be a little more dated than what we saw with Craig Counsell. Maybe the hair gel will be a little bit less, but I think that I think the way that the everyday operation is going to go is going to look very similar. Listen, Murph's done this for a long time with college programs, with big league programs. He's been running spring training with the Brewers for the last 8 years. So I think that it's going to look very similar to what we've seen in the past. The faces will be a little bit different. The pitching staff is going to look different. There'll be some younger faces in camp this year, but I think overall it's going to look pretty similar.
I got to ask about pitching, too, here, Jeff, right? Because, you know, Corbin Burnes, Brandon Woodruff, you mentioned them, you know, one after the other. You had Freddie Peralta, and the Brewers had three All-Stars at the top of their rotation. Well, then Woodruff gets hurt, Burnes is traded, Peralta is back. But what is this pitching rotation going to look like?
Well, after that, it's going to be Wade Miley. I think D.L. Hall is going to have an opportunity to win a job in the rotation. Colin Ray, who was with the Brewers last year. You've got some young kids, Robert Gasser and Jacob Mizorowski, Mizorowski probably a year or two away unless he's going to be in the bullpen. Gasser's got a chance to win a job. It is going to look different, and I think that the trade of Adrian Hauser to the Mets hurt your depth a little bit, but at the same time, I think they're going to have enough arms to get through. They've got to stay healthy. There's no doubt about that, and the expectation level for a guy like Wade Miley to give you 30 starts is, I don't think that's very feasible, but if you could get 15 to 20 out of Wade, I think that's a good thing, and you supplant the rest as you go forward. But I think it's a big test for Freddie Peralta. He's ready for it. He's the bona fide ace as you go into the season. But I think that he's ready for it, and he's excited about it.
Give me one player you are most looking forward to watching throughout the spring.
How about I give you two for the price of one? Tyler Black at third base, potentially first base. And Jackson Churio. I'm really excited to watch Jackson every day in spring training, see if he can win a job in center field. And I mean, everybody's been talking about him. Of course, the contract is number one, but he's a heck of a player, too. So those are two guys that I'm really looking forward to seeing every day in spring training.
All right, so I saw Lane the other day, and he was printing out a bunch of names of players, really for all teams. I said, well, what are you doing here? You're going to run your ink cartridge dry. And he said he prints out all the names, he cuts them up into strips, and that you, Josh, Uke, and Lane all get together, and you go through names of different players on the rosters, just to kind of warm yourself up for the start of the spring training season. I didn't know you guys did that.
You know, Yeah, fireside chats. Yeah, that's a smart thing to do. Pull names out of a hat, and you try and guess what team they're on. And sometimes they're real names, sometimes they're fake names. And if they're fake names, they end up in the outfield in the ninth inning of some spring training game.
Exactly.
It's really good. I mean, it's just a good way because, you know, Major League rosters are fit so differently each and every year, right? And players are moving around, so kind of just shuffle the deck and see where players are and just refresh your brain after you haven't been in baseball mode for a few months.
All right, pal. Travel safe. Yeah. Enjoy it. Pitchers and catchers report tomorrow. Happy Valentine's Day to the Leverings.
You got it. Happy Valentine's Day. Appreciate it, guys, and it's baseball season.
You got that right. Right around the corner here. Jeff Levering, Brewers broadcaster, joining us here on Wisconsin's Morning News.